Praise the Lord and good morning, church. What a beautiful day the Lord has created. Let me encourage you with the scripture from the book of Colossians chapter 3 verse 17. And whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. What a profound scripture. Apostle Paul was writing to the church at Colossae, and he emphasizes to do everything in the name of Jesus. Amen. Take the name of Jesus with you is of paramount importance. And today, as you begin your day to go to work, to your business, to meet your clients, whatever you do, do it at the name and with the name of Jesus. Why it is so important to do everything in the name of Jesus for a believer? It's very important because there is power in the name of Jesus. The name Jesus means salvation. The name Jesus means healing. The name Jesus means provision, protection, preservation. The name Jesus means safety. The name Jesus means security. The name Jesus means health. The name Jesus means wealth. So the name Jesus, the word Jesus, salvation, actually comprises of all these benefits that you talk about. That's why Apostle Paul, with the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, writes, whatever you do, do it in the name of Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. And that's what pleases God. When we do everything through his Son Jesus, it pleases him, because we reverence him, we honor Jesus. In every area of our life, we give him a due place and a due reverence and preeminence in our living and in our lifestyle. And that pleases God. And that thanksgiving to God becomes acceptable. And when God accepts our prayer and our praise, then for sure you are blessed abundantly. Amen. It's very important we focus attention on that. And in the name of Jesus, there is power. You cast out demons in the name of Jesus. You raise up the dead in the name of Jesus. You heal the sick in the name of Jesus. You know, there's mighty things that happen in the name of Jesus. You know, the Bible says that every knee will bow at the name of Jesus one day. Every knee in heaven, on earth, and below the earth. That's written in Philippians chapter 2. You know, every knee will bow before the name of Jesus and before Jesus. So, my dear brothers and sisters, today is a great day to praise the Lord. I was listening to this beautiful hymn written by Lydia Baxter. She was a bedridden invalid all of her life, but yet she was very cheerful and patient. And she always told her friends, you know, about taking the name of Jesus. She said, that's the most precious gift that I've got. When I'm despondent and I'm in gloom, I speak the name of Jesus, and despondency and every form of depression runs away. And, you know, so she would say it like that. Samuel means asked of God. Hannah means grace. Sarah means princess. And Naomi means pleasantness. But the name that meant everything to Lydia was the name of Jesus. And she wrote this beautiful hymn called Precious Name, O How Sweet, Hope of Earth and Joy of Heaven. Precious Name, O How Sweet, Hope of Earth and Joy of Heaven. I'll attach the link for you to hear it and be blessed. Amen. So breathe the name of Jesus often as you go about your daily tasks, letting him share each concerns or blessing that comes your way. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we want to say thank you for this beautiful day that you have created. The 18th of February, 2022. We are grateful to you, Father. Lord, I thank you for the name of Jesus. Abba, Father, we bless you for your Son, Jesus. We thank you for the salvation, for the healing, for the blessing that comes in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, that you are pleased, O Father. Every prayer that has to be made to Abba, Father, has to be made in the name of Jesus. Otherwise, that prayer won't be accepted. And we thank you that in the name of Jesus, we have access before your presence. We give you the praise for that. Today, Lord God Almighty, I pray that, Father, that we will use the name of Jesus and, Father, lead a victorious life in our day today. Father, as your people have stepped out to the jobs, to the businesses, and running the errands for the day, I pray blessings upon them. I speak, O Lord God Almighty, shalom over their lives, peace of God. And I pray that you will enlarge their territory, increase their borders, take away every pain from their midst. Lord God Almighty, I pray for the ones who are sick in our midst. I send forth your word of healing into their bodies. I rebuke every manner of sickness, and I command those demons get out and enter into those bodies again, no more, because by your stripes, O Jesus, we were healed. Everyone in the house of God is healed and made whole. And we thank you for your help, O Lord Jesus. We bless you. We give you the praise, glory, honor, dominion, power, and authority, because it all belongs to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. God bless you, people of God. Have a great, big, wonderful day ahead of you and a beautiful weekend ahead of you. Bye for now.